I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. New Mexico's Democrat Party held their pre-primary convention in Roswell on Saturday, and about 1,700 credentialed delegates statewide attended and heard speeches from their candidates running for contested and uncontested race for congressional, state executive, and state judicial seats to decide which one will be on their June 7th primary ballot, which will include incumbent Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. The convention also drew protesters. About 60 protesters made their voices heard. A trial date has been set this August for 43-year-old Nathan Paul Garrison in the 2021 alleged shooting death of Tyler Grantham of Artesia. That, according to court records, Garrison pleaded not guilty on January 31st to a charge of second-degree murder and tampering with evidence. Grantham's body was found at a residence on Cottonwood Road, north of Artesia, around 2:30 a.m. on November 17th. The suspected cause of death was a gunshot wound. Hobbs police continue to look for 28-year-old Janessa Perez of Hobbs, who is accused of escaping from officers and then stealing a police car and then wrecking it, all while she was in handcuffs. The incident occurred on February 23rd during a shootout between Hobbs police and 27-year-old Daniel Ramirez. Perez was a passenger inside the vehicle driven by Ramirez when it was pulled over by police. Ramirez attempted to flee and then struggled with a police officer. Ramirez then fired a gun at that officer, striking him in the leg. The officer returned fire. Ramirez later died of that gunshot wound at Covenant Health Hospital in Hobbs. State police are investigating the case. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.